And we are joined by the general manager right out of the gate. Tom Telesco joins us. Tom, great to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Great to see you. Good spirited end to practice here. Tell us about that.
It was great. This is one of those tough days. You know, we had early in the week, we had two back-to-back, you know, really tough full padded practices. And then trying to finish, and we're trying to get ready for the scrimmage tomorrow. But to come out today, physical, spirited, competitive both ways, like, I want the practice to be balanced. I don't want one side of the ball to really be dominating the other side, which we didn't see today. It went both ways. Tough work. These guys are tough. They really are. They're competing every day, so it's great to see.
So was it a more physical camp than you expected, or right about where it should be throughout your tenureship and career?
It's what I anticipated for the Raiders right now. This is us. I mean, this is us. It's been a physical camp. I knew that coming in. But that's the type of team we're going to have to be. We really are. It's not a cliche to say it's, you know, us versus them. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
The old Al Davis, like, it's us versus everybody else. That's the mentality, but it starts here. It starts at training camp, and that's the vision that Antonio has for this football team. And you got to show it on the field. You just can't talk it. You got to show it.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks. Good days, day that they struggle. When they have a good day or a day that you want to see more out of them, what do you hear about them and see in the classroom, how they're able to interpret what they've done and then come out and correct it?
Yeah, you know, the one thing I don't do is, you know, grade them every single day and this and that. Like, it's going to be a cumulative effect of the whole camp. We'll kind of take it from there. I keep using the word subjective. It kind of is. You know, we'll have a feel for who it's going to be. They're both two different styles of quarterbacks. But here at training camp, the production level has been about the same. And kind of saw the same thing in OTAs. We'll see it kind of work out. I like how they're both handling the huddle. It's a big part of it, is the leadership, the command. Obviously, Gardner has done a little bit more. You see he has it. But I'm seeing a lot of it out of Aiden, you know, for a young quarterback. I don't know where he was at this point last year, but usually probably not the same command he has now. I like what I've seen so far in that regard.
Until Colton is ready and Jackson Powers Johnson come back, and that's part of your offensive line on the left side, what have you seen with the depth at that position that encourages you?
Very encouraging. It's always nice to know that we got, you know, an all-pro tackle just working out on the side. Yeah. They'll be back in a couple weeks when Colton is ready to go. And it gets other guys some work. Thayer Mumford really coming along. And actually, Andrus Peace done a great job for us handling left tackle. We made some adjustments today to get Thayer some work on the left side. DJ Glaze has been really incredible. They start the camp the way he has at 21 years old to block these guys. He's been blocking. Really happy to see that as a young player. But we have to have that depth on the offensive line. You're more than likely, you'd like to have those same five the whole year.
Yes.
It doesn't work like that, but it's been really good so far.
Tom Telesco joins us. I want to stay with DJ Glaives. One of your picks there, you saw something when you saw him work out before you drafted him. You're really seeing that evolution early in camp.
Yeah, I mean, he's 21 years old, and it was cool to see on Monday, or I think it was Tuesday, our first day in pads. Everybody's a little bit, you know, anxious, especially a rookie at 21 years old.
Yeah.
And the first period, Thayer Mumford, you know, has a, you know, small little injury where he couldn't get right back in there. And all of a sudden, DJ's in the huddle, first snap of training camp, full pads, and he's got Max Crosby right over him. And he held his own, which is hard. I mean, I've never seen anybody practice the way Max practices. Great work for our tackles. But just a maturity level that really, you know, he doesn't get panicked, which can happen for tackles, especially when you're facing big-time people. So that's great. It's work we need. Offensive linemen are hard to find, but he's a little farther along than I anticipated right now.
Great to see. I want to talk about Zamir White, and can you tell the fans what you've seen? We see his lower body and his strength, and I would suggest that he's going to be a potential elite back on short yardage, but then the ability to break tackles. How was he trained in the offseason, and what did you see when he came back?
He's got a lot of juice and speed
in
a back that's really thick. And he had a great day today. Now, obviously, it's not live, so it's hard to see running back sometimes when it's not live. But he made some runs today where he got in the hole, a lateral cut with some bursts, and then get to full speed really quick. He's got those traits. He's a young back.
There's
still a lot to learn in the passing game as far as pass protection, but he's got good hands out of the backfield. But he's got a really strong, powerful body, but he's got speed.
Seen a lot with Dylan Lobby already, especially on third down, and the ability to run a wheel route and just catch the ball and then go north-south there. Tell us about him.
Yeah, great, really instinctive running back. He just has a great feel for the position, both as a runner and in the passing game. He's a fun player to watch. He's got a lot of energy to him. We can use him in a couple different ways. He's picked things up pretty quick.
Good.
And which is great to see because, you know, he's coming from New Hampshire, which is a good level of football, but it's, you know, it's not the FBS. It's not high Division One. And coming out in the field, you can just see by looking at his eyes that this isn't too big for him. You know, he plays with a smile on his face. And it's still early, but he's got some traits we like.
I want to have our conversation that we had on the field about special teams and what I saw last night, even though they ended the game early, in Canton, Ohio. What you like about the new kickoff when it comes to coverage and especially returns. Because it was wild last night, and everybody on sports radio and TV this morning, that was the low-hanging fruit everyone wanted to talk about.
Yeah, who knew you'd be talking this much about kickoff return. Yeah. But it's looked at the last couple of years, you know, the amount of returns just dropped dramatically. And that was by design by the league. They were trying to cut down on injuries, but it turned into a ceremonial play, everyone just banging it through the end zone. So this will give a lot more excitement. Most kicks will have to be returned. And we're all trying to figure out what's the best way to block it and what's the best way to cover it. We saw a little bit of it last night. But it's got the potential to be a big play. And you know, the kickoff return is one of the most exciting plays in football.
Yeah.
So that will be reintroduced. But we're all still trying to figure out what exactly it's going to look like. We've put a lot of time on the practice field, repping it and working it. Every, you know, OTAs, training camp. And we'll probably adjust as the season goes on, but it's got a potential to be a big-time play.
Yeah, I talked to Amir Abdullah about that and what type of player you're going to be looking for at the end of this roster when you get to 53 who can do that. The quick, jerky player that can make a move, or maybe a bigger player like a backup tight end that could set a block and really power some people. I don't know. I haven't seen it really other than here in practice. But as a personnel guy, you got to be fascinated about that player who could be a difference maker in that position.
Yeah, I kind of am. It's a more in-space play. So as far as covering and blocking kicks, you're probably looking at more tight ends, linebackers, you know, bigger safeties, more so than maybe like some smaller defensive linemen, which you used to be able to use, but probably not with this the way the techniques are now. And then as the returner, the style of returner, because obviously punt returners and kickoff returners traditionally have been a different style. Well, what's the style of this new kickoff return? I'm not sure yet. We have a couple guys that all have different styles. We're going to throw it all together, see how it works out.
Tom Telesco joins us as we wrap it up. We've seen around the league the kicker can kick that low line drive, that knuckleball, that ball that can bounce. So really, the high, lofty kick, we're not going to see too much of that, or are we going to wait for this to evolve because everyone's got to see it first?
Yeah, I don't think we'll see a lot of high kicks because there's no advantage for the hang time because nobody can move until the ball's caught. So now the thing is, like in this league, there's a lot of good kickers, including ours, that can really place the ball. And if you can kick a line drive and that ball starts knuckling, it's hard to field for the returner. And once the ball hits the ground, since it's not round, it's oblong, you don't know where it's going to bounce. It could bounce left, right, you don't know. So it's got the potential to be, which hopefully it's not a sloppy play, but you know, once the ball hits the ground, we don't know where it's going to go. So that's things people are working on. I don't know if we'll see that in the preseason if teams try and go that route, some line drive kicks, but something we've been working on just as far as in case someone does it to us.
Yes, a couple more position groups. The second corner opposite of Jack Jones and the depth that you have here and the evolution of Ja'Corian Bennett. What have you seen from him, and do you feel comfortable what you have on the roster at corner?
I like Ja'Corian Bennett. He's having a great camp.
Good.
The confidence level, which is, you know, normal for a second-year player, where, you know, he has a pretty good feel for what's coming now. As a rookie, it's hard. Yeah. It really is, especially at that position. But like today, it was great to say, you know, he got beat today, came back the next play, and didn't faze him. And that's part of being a corner in this league. But it's hard to learn. You got to brush it off real quick, real short memory. He's quick, he's fast, he's got long arms, and he's got a great makeup. So really happy with him. And Brandon Faison, he's going through a couple of things right now off the, you know, medically wise, but he should be back pretty soon. He was having really good OTAs for us. I mean, I've seen him play at a high level as a starter. So we do have some guys there.
How do you feel about the money you have on reserve here for another player potentially if you need to, or GMs around the league looking at it differently now because you have very good players next year that are coming up with contracts? So when you look at the money that you have, if you saw a particular player that could fit the roster, I know you're always looking for upgrades.
Yeah, always. It's good to have cap space rather than the other way around. This time of the year, you know, at least half the league have $20 million or more, so it's pretty common. And this time of year, there's really nobody out there that's going to really command big dollar out of your cap money. And then we always have to have an eye for the future as far as to make sure, because every dollar you don't use rolls over. And, like, in our team, like, I'm focused on 2024 right now. I have to have a small eye on 25, 26, 27. And we've got some free agents that will be up. We've got to make sure we have enough money for those guys. But, yeah, if something pops, whether it's training camp or early in the season or even midseason, you always got to have a little kitty to go to. And
absolutely,
we have that right now.
Finally, the defensive line. I love it. I saw Tyree again today. I'm sitting with the media going, I mean, I can't even describe him to our audience what he looks like. It's a Kevin Durant, 200 pounds, 200 pounds of muscle. Never seen an athlete like that in all my years here. And then having the ability to bring him off the edge or inside, Malcolm Kuntz, Max, and Christian Wilkins. When you got Wilkins, which was a iconic move for this franchise, now that you're seeing it come together here in pads, what jumps out at you?
That we can now generate some interior pass rush. That's the hardest to find. Max is already here. Malcolm Kuntz, we know what he can do on the edge. But now to get some work from Christian Wilkins and even Tyree Wilson when he bumps down, say, on passing downs, those guards, hard to block long, athletic, quick interior players, and Tyree's got some of that. So we've got some guys we can move around. I love the fact that Tyree can play inside and outside. It gives us a lot of options with that group. If you're rushing the passer a lot, you got to get a breather every now and then. So we got guys that come in and kind of keep that same level of production. But that interior passer is so hard to find in this league, and the more you have it, the better.
Last one, the fans. We know that there are rules here being in Southern California. I have abided by all of that. We're here to talk about the Raiders, and we really appreciate your time. But these fans, not only the ones in Southern California, Northern California, but globally, are really excited. There's an 8-win team last year that clearly got better via the draft and free agency. What is your message to the fans as we're going to be wrapping up Costa Mesa at the end of next week?
Just keep following. The support's unbelievable. Like, and it, and I'm just learning it, being a part of this, being a part of Raider Nation everywhere you go. I've got eyes and ears in Newport, and I heard somebody's out on a boat going around kind of representing Raider Nation.
Hey, I got to get on Twitter, man, because when I went to the Stray Cats last night, and I'm on a boat, so I want to make sure everybody knows I'm a grinder.
I don't even need Twitter. I got plenty of eyes and ears in this town since I lived here so long. But you see the support everywhere. And then, the standard that this organization has, and it really comes from the former players.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and it's the support that they give. It's not just former players that have, hey, this is all the stuff that's going wrong. It's like it's the support, and then what they did, we got to rise to their standard that was here before.
I'm happy you said that. You're seeing alumni over here.
Oh,
the other day, I'm with the owner, and I looked down, and I forgot that's Greg Townsend. He's our all-time sack leader, and he was – I mean, you couldn't even look at him. He was so focused on practice. Kirk Morrison today.
Yes.
You just see other guys come around here. And that's really important. I know you're embracing that in the building and seeing it.
It's important to me. It's when you say once a Raider, always a Raider, I mean, they live it here.
Yeah,
and I love being a part of that. And like I said, they're so engaged and so supportive of this team and this family. So it's great to be part of that.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Tom Telesco, everybody.